No, well, just glancing at them, it's abandoned. One that isn't in our collection, I don't know how we have the photograph of it, is called Unspecified Length, but it is clearly an important work in your catalogue of works.
Yeah, well, that actually helps to understand the progression or the change, perhaps, rather than the progression.
What, between from untitled painting within the painting towards the new?
Well, yes, towards the new, because it has that recurrent theme, in that, which I wasn't aware of until I went through it and realised that I'm using the same sort of motive there, which is a kind of, perhaps a symbol or a sign that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Signify something, but from these works, actually these originated from these screens where I did 10 of these screens.
Yes.
And once they had been done, I looked at them and I thought, well, oddly enough, they seemed somewhat theatrical, and I didn't want it. That aspect creeping into the work, so I chose the ones that were the most successful, and the ones that were the ones that had the centerfold.
Yes, the piece.
Yeah, moving, and one that this one here was quite. The rest of them were pastiches of these, and somehow it didn't work. Those five of them, so I cut them up, and I used the. The. Nylon organza sprayed into strips, and it was almost like a kind of a sampling of the original work, where the work was non-existent, but I still somehow wanted to contain the or have a sampling of a work which no longer existed.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I thought, well, what the hell? I don't want to waste all that money, so I must as well make another work out of it, to be honest.
You mentioned the fact that these were nylon organza sprayed.
Well, that's what you call them, but it depends. I mean, if you wanted to... every time I went to Myers, I asked for my nylon organza. I said, sure, yes. That's what it's called, nylon organza.
And it's pretty tough, I suppose, material.
It is very tough. It's silk. It's like silk screen. But silk apparently wasn't as durable as nylon. So nylon being tougher, I brought the nylon.
And then you sprayed it with the Duca or?
Well, I sprayed it with. Some of the early works, I sprayed with Auto Juco, which was from the material or the permanency of the thing was the wrong thing to do.
I see.
Because it just rots the canvas, the nylon. But I don't think the gallery has any of those. I mean, they've all been, the ones that were successful were the ones that were sprayed with acrylic.
I see.
The problem here is that they are very fragile.
Yes.
And my suggestion is, if ever it's exhibited, it ought to have a screen, something around it to stop the
people touching it.
Because in on two occasions now, I've had to repair the screen in Geelong.
I see.
On one occasion, a possum tore it to pieces, got into it or something. Yeah. And on another occasion, kids just had cigarettes and they just put holes in them. Wow, I can't blame it. Sort of, probably nice to see those little. But I kept telling them to put a screen or something around them, and they didn't. And that's what that.
So. That's a good tip for us when we show them to put them somewhere
where a tendon is or someone, because otherwise
they can be easily damaged.
Very easily,
Paul, when you made these two, yellow screen with yellow and black garden.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make them first and then spray them, or spray the material first and then assemble them afterwards?
No, well, these had to be stretched first.
Stretched first.
Stretched first on either side,
yes.
And then sprayed.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then the two, and then the middle section as well was sprayed.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And then the two sections were joined together.
Uh-huh.
So
yes. Mm-hmm.
They had to be stretched before they were sprayed.
Yes. Good. And so.
So these were as a consequence of the screens and
specified length. Yes.
Yeah.